Hard corals cannot live as far from the surface as soft corals because hard corals have plants called algae living inside of them. Through this partnership, the algae provide most of the coral polyp's food, and the polyp gives the algae protection from the predators that eat them. The algae, though, require sunlight in order to live. Hard corals begin their lives as fertilized eggs. These develop into soft larvae, which drift with the current of the waves until they attach themselves to a part of the existing reef. Eventually, the coral polyps die, and other living larvae attach themselves to their skeletons. Scientists believe that the existing coral reefs began to grow over 50 million years ago, when seaweed, sponges, giant clams, oysters, starfish, and brittle stars die. They serve as the foundations upon which another generation of hard coral polyps will attach and grow. In this way, the hard corals are the architects of the community, from the downtown area out to the suburbs. The sprawling structures of the coral reefs support a quarter of all known sea animals. This includes over 4,000 different kinds of fish, along with mollusks, octopus and squid, sponges, algae, seaweed, shrimp, sea turtles, and sharks. Reread for comprehension. Analyze text structure. FCAT. Compare and contrast. Authors sometimes organize a selection by comparing and contrasting two or more things. Comparing is telling how things or people are alike. Contrasting is telling how they are different. Reread the selection and use your Venn diagram to help you learn how things are different and how they are the same.